together. When I saw that Vinyl Me Please had released a really high quality vinyl pressing of the John Cale mix of the first Stooges album. You know, there's two mixes of that record. There's the John Cale version, and then there's the remixed version, was remixed by Iggy and Jack Holtzman, owner of Elektra Records. And that's the one that got put in the record stores. And so Vinyl Me Please has done this limited edition one. It's out of print at their website, and now you can overpay for it on eBay and Discogs now. Anyway, it came out many years ago, the John Cale mixes of the first Stooges album, as CD extra tracks on the Stooges re-release, but the mixes were at the wrong speed. And it just sounded like a bad cassette, which is, you know, harmful enough. And then it's at the wrong speed. And you're thinking, how did that get past a mastering engineer? Because it's not slightly the wrong speed. It's like, I can't listen to this wrong speed. And so apparently the real mixes, like the master tapes of the original Cale mixes, were found somewhat recently and pitch corrected, or maybe they were at the right speed. I don't know. All I know is that you can now get the John Cale mixes at the proper speed on a really good chunk of vinyl. And so since the tunes are out and available, I'm not talking out of class by playing them on the show. So I wrote an email to someone I know in the infrastructure, and I said, hey, can I get ridiculously high definition files of the John Cale mixes of the first Stooges record? And he went, I can do that. And within hours, I got these very high quality files of the first Stooges album, the John Cale mix. And so, very high quality, we are going to listen start to finish to the John Cale mix of the first Stooges album. Now, you're probably familiar with the first Stooges record, so be listening for some different edit points, a hard panning of hand claps, interesting fade-ins on some songs, and reverb in some weird places. Now, I can't tell you what to do, but just to entertain, you know, as a favor to me, to entertain my phonetic impulses, because this is a thing that I if we're all sitting together, or if I was sitting with you in your room, this is what I would want to hear your answer. Listen to these John Cale mixes. This is what John Cale wanted the world to hear. My question for you is, after listening to these mixes, would the first Stooges album have made the same impact on you as the mixes that you heard, the Iggy Jack Holtzman mixes, did? And would the Stooges be regarded as one of the greatest bands of all time if the first thing people heard was the John Cale mixes? As you can tell, I have an opinion about the John Cale mixes, and I have listened to these over and over. And so now it's your turn.
Okay. Walk across the USA. It's another. Yeah. Goodbye. right. Can I come over tonight? I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time tonight. I said we will have a real cool time. We will have a real cool time. A real cool time.
Yeah.
style I can't forget. Smoking on a cigarette. In my life, a real queen, prettiest thing I ever seen. The one who makes me sing, bring happiness in everything. You're the only real one, a real way to have some fun. But I don't know. We'll be right back.
Fanatic, that was The Stooges, the John Cale mix, released on red and black vinyl on the Vinyl Me Please label. They sold out very quickly. I think people bought more.